T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Juvenile Law Center has released a report that brings children into the conversation of criminal justice reform. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains the center wants state leaders to know juvenile facilities do more harm than good.
Titled Transforming Justice, Bringing Pennsylvania's Young People Safely Home from Juvenile Justice Placements, the report discusses the disparities, abuse, and trauma caused by putting children in juvenile detention centers.
Today we call upon the state to dramatically reduce our reliance on placement.
Jessica Fireman of the Juvenile Law Center is one of the authors of the report, which comes 6 months after the state closed Glen Mills because of years of hidden abuse.
Most people don't see how our youth are treated when they're sent far away from home.
Ellen Sadler is an attorney with the Defender Association of Philadelphia. She and others told stories of youth in detention being fed on the floor and attacked by staff. They say millions are spent on methods that traumatize children.
We purpose that money and put those millions of dollars into our schools, into our neighborhoods, into our families.
Recommendations for reform include prohibiting placement for nonviolent offenders and technical probation violators, as well as addressing inequities in the system. To review the full report, go to KYWNewsRadio.com. Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.